Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for May 24th, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, it was a big day for agriculture and national news on a couple of fronts. The USDA announced a support program for farmers. We also got a step closer to finally getting disaster aid for many people across the U.S. We start first with the Trump administration announcing a new trade relief package in response to the U.S. trade dispute with China. The USDA's Trade Retaliation Relief Program includes direct payments to qualifying producers. President Donald Trump made the announcement at a White House press conference on Thursday.
So today I'm announcing that I have directed Secretary Perdue to provide $16 billion in assistance to America's farmers and ranchers. It all comes from China. We'll be taking in, over a period of time, hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs and charges to China. And our farmers will be greatly helped. We want to get them back to the point where they would have had if they had a good year. This support for farmers will be paid for by the billions of dollars our Treasury takes in. We'll be taking in, depending on what period of time we're talking, many billions of dollars, far more than the $16 billion that we're talking about.
As the president said, the USDA will provide up to $16 billion in aid programs, which is in line with the estimated impact of the retaliatory tariffs on U.S. agricultural goods. $14.5 billion of those funds will go to producers as direct payments through the Market Facilitation Program. Payments will be made to producers of grains, cotton, oilseed, peanuts, alfalfa, as well as other non-specialty crop producers. The payment will be based on a fixed rate for the county in which the producer farms, as well as their planted acreage. The other big story of the day, the Senate passes a disaster aid bill after a deal with Donald Trump. Senators voted 85-8 on the legislation, which provides $19.1 billion in recovery money for the recent slate of wildfires, hurricanes, and storms. According to The Hill, the House has already left for a week-long Memorial Day recess, but a Democratic leadership aide said the caucus supports the measure and hopes to have it cleared by unanimous consent on Friday. The president has already said he plans to sign off on it. This is Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
And now we can all finally breathe a sigh of relief, despite the president saying yesterday that he can't work on bipartisan bills while Democrats fulfill our constitutional responsibility to provide oversight. Believe it or not, the Senate just passed a major bipartisan disaster package that will provide long overdue relief for Americans in the Midwest, in the South, in the West, and yes, the territories, including Puerto Rico.
This is Ag Central.